What is the meaning of the ta' marbuta? Or what is special about it? What is special about it is that if you stop at the word, at the end of the word batta, you say batta. You say what? Batta. With ha. But if you continue like saying batat jari or like batati, see, if you continue, you don't pronounce the ha. You pronounce it as what? Ta. So the rule is atta il marbuta. Atta il eh? Marbuta. Atta il marbuta. Okay? Atta il marbuta. If you stop at it, if you stop, if that's, if B, if this is the last word, if it's the last letter you're saying, if the last letter you're saying is atta il marbuta, then it pronounces as what? Ha. Later, for example, you can say, أكلتُ البطة. أكلتُ ماذا؟ أكلتُ البطة. So, here. So, أكلتُ البطة. Because it's not the last word, so you say, akaltu batat Ahmed. Or akaltu batat. Okay, let's look at the example above. In the example here, أكلت بطة أحمد. يعني إيه أكلت بطة أحمد? What does it mean? أكلت بطة أحمد. What is the meaning of أكل?
Eat.
Huh? أكل إيه? What is أكل?
أحمد eat the potato.
Arr, what is أكل?
Eat.
Eat.
Ahmed, eat potato. That's a command.
Okay.
It's a command. So, you know what potato is? Batata.
Batata. Batata. Yes. Good job.
Huh?
So, no. We don't want to talk it. Otherwise, I'll have to
separate you.
All right. You can sit here. Is there anybody sitting here? Come, sit here. Sit here.
They're like, oh, hey.
So, no, absolutely not. No talking. If you talk, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand for 1 minute. Okay, like that.
And you can't lean it like this.
Yes.
Or like this, something like that.
Okay. I think you should be saying that to Mazin.
All right.
Yeah.
Mazin is kick out the classroom right away.
May I break his pencil?
No.
No.
You may not.
He broke mine.
Okay, you can talk about that later. Okay, so what is the last letter here in this sentence? Huh?
Ta'marbuta.
Ta'marbuta. Because it is the last letter you're seeing, you say batta. You say bat. Batta. Got it? But here, because it's not the last letter, you say battat Ahmed. You say what? Battat Ahmed. So, what is the difference between ta' marbuta and normal ta? Huh?
Ta' marbuta at the end of it, it makes a ta sound, and if it's continuing on it, but if the ta is continuing on in the sentence, it makes a ta.
Takbir, you're smart. Takbir. You got it here? You got it? Ta' marbuta, if it's at the end, if it's the last word, if it is the last word, it pronounces as what?
Last letter.
Ha, the last letter. Good job. It pronounces as ha. How about ta' maftuha? Like bent.
How about bad bent?
Does this rule applies to bent?
No.
What is
it? Like
no, it's the same, bent. Whether you stop or you say bent Ahmed, it doesn't matter. If you stop, you say bent. If you continue, bent Ahmed. Both are that. Go ahead.
Isn't
بنت أحمد. The daughter of Ahmed. The daughter of Ahmed.
Wouldn't that be Binti Ahmed, like the daughter?
No, no. We're talking about, if I talk about you,
Wait,
I, what's the name of your father? Ibn Hisham.
The elephant.
And your last name?
The girl of Ahmed.
Binti Mazum. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes. Are you
elephant is your elephant is your girl.
All right. So you understand this very well? Okay, now, this papa at the end, and this tat, it's called female tat. It's called what?
Female
tat. What is the female tat? It is the word you add to the male word to make it female. For example, Rahim and Rahima. Rahim,
isn't Rahim like Rahman or Rahim?
And
mm-hmm.
Rahima.
Isn't that one of the
beautiful?
No, the name of Allah is Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim.
Rahman
yeah.
Ar-Rahim. Where's Taha?
Okay.
Where's Taha?
Did you take it?
Where's Taha?
Did you take
it?
I'm still taking it because it's with their homework.
Okay, see, this is the word difference. The word Rahim, to make her, to make this word a female, if I say Ahmed Rahim, Abba Fatima, Ahmed Rahim, Fatima, you add ta'nith, the female ta. So, Fatima is Rahima. Okay? Ta' marbuta at the end. So, Rahima ta' marbuta. Like, for example, if you continue, you say Rahimatu Ahmed. Rahimatu Ahmed. But if you stop, it's Rahimah. You got it?
Yeah.
Got it? Alright.
Can I go to the bathroom?
What are you saying? I didn't
yes,
say.
But don't spend the rest of the class there.
I would still do that. I'm going to get
a alright. So now let's move to the second word. The second word is Matbakh. Matbakh. What is matbakh? No, sorry, batik.
It's the watermelons.
The watermelons.
It's a type of food.
It's exactly.
Watermelons.
It's a watermelon. Okay. You can see this picture. Do you have the book?
Yeah, maybe two.
So, now let's classify this. Batik. Batik. The word batik. Is it singular, double, or plural?
Singular.
Singular, no double. No plural.
Batikh.
No, don't. Batikh is plural. Batikh is what? It's watermelons, not watermelon. Right? So, batikh is plural. All right.
Wait, what's the singular?
Batikha. The singular is batikha. All right. The latter is?
Sullam.
Yes. Is it what? Plural or singular?
Singular.
Singular. Right. How about the mutalla? Triangle. Mutalla.
Singular.
Singular. Good job. Okay. Now, let me teach you how to convert words from one form to another. So, how do we get the double? If I have a word called walad, a word called walad.
I'm sorry,
yes.
That was funny. Oh, you return it to double?
Yes.
Waladat?
Waladan, takbir. Last word. Then waladan. What did we do here to make it plural?
We added like an
elephant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh? You added elephant or again?
Takbir! MashaAllah, you're smart.
I reviewed.
So, waladan or waladain? Waladan or waladain? So, if I bring you a book, a word saying, for example, the word sayara. The word sayara, which is in the book. The word sayara, which is in the second row. Sayara. I want to convert this word into double. What do I do? Sayara. Huh? Sayaratan. That's right. Now, how come I made the ta' marbuta ta' maftuha? Because the ta' marbuta has to be at the end of the word. Is it possible to have ta' marbuta in the middle?
No.
Beginning? No. It has to be where?
At the end.
At the end. All right. So here we have... We have... Yes.
Does that mean there could be a ta' maftuha in the middle
of
the sentence, or can it only be at the end?
Oh, in the middle of the sentence, yeah. But it has to be at the end of the word. You can't have ta' marbuta except at the end of the word.
And
that's
a...
No, ta' maftuha can be anywhere. Anyway. All right. MashaAllah, it's very smart. And quiet.
I'm quiet.
No, what you're doing is not quiet. Okay, let me tell you what to do. Do you have your textbook with you?
Yes.
Okay, bring it out. All right. So, you add... So, any word...
Wait, where'd my bag go?
Okay. Yes.
When my dad tried to go online for the your website, and he tried to listen to the voice, it wasn't working.
The voice wasn't.
Yeah, the voice wasn't working.
Let me check on it. Okay, so I'm giving you a word, and I ask you to convert it into double. Let's say, for example, bata. Say what? Bata. You know, ta' marbuta will have two dots. Ta' marbuta will have two dots. But ta' maftuha will have what? Will have... But it's like that. And then the ha' itself, the ha' like if you have a ha' at the end of the word, it will be like this without these two dots. You got it? So, these two dots, you will have no dots here. So, this is ha', this is ta' marbuta. So, this is ha', and this is ta' marbuta. Ta' marbuta. And what is, it is the female ta'. It is the what? Shh, 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 shh. It is the female ta'. You got your textbook?
Yes.
I want you to write all these words once in your notes.
How do you get my notebook?
No, not the notebook. I didn't say. Oh, yeah. This one?
Yeah.
Yep, write them all. Write all the words in order.
On which page, okay?
Any blank pages.
Why? Is everyone else doing that?
Huh?
No, am I alone doing this?
Yeah.
In Arabic or English?
Arabic, ya khuya. Okay. So now, you understand the difference? If you have two dots, then it's ta' marbuta. If you don't,
this?
Huh?
Why am I doing this?
Are graded.
Are they doing it?
But
nope.
You are smart, so.
And a smart mouth. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you do it.
So what page?
If you would like to do the same, just talk. What are you doing
Wait,
here
do this
now?
Just for fun. Make her write the page. Allah.
It's not time for that.
Make her write the page.
You have this not fair for the class because
no,
you have a lot of time outside of the class to do this. Now let's see how do you get how you convert into batta into double.
Look, watch, watch. It is what, huh?
Bata
ten. Bata
ten.
Ten.
No, that's double, right? Isn't that double? But
yes, double, but keep coming.
Different between male and female, converting it to double.
Like
what the tin. Yeah, what is difference here is that you converted the ta marbuta into regular ta. Because now it falls into the middle of the word. If it falls into the middle of the word, then
it's male.
It is, huh? It is converted into ta maftuha. Takbir. Masha'Allah.
I didn't have a workbook.
Batatain. So how about the other form? The other form, huh?
Battatin.
Battatain. Battatain.
Wait.
Hey.
Huh? Yes.
When you change it to Battatain and like ten marbuta or something like that.
Ten marbuta.
No, but now it's not, because it's not at the end. It's
you're
in the middle.
You're not done yet.
I know, but now it's in the middle. Is it still female?
So
or
that's
male?
No, female.
Still, even though it's not at the end?
Yeah, yeah. Because it was.
Because it wasn't originally.
You can't change.
This is attachment. You attach a word. You attach two letters to it. All right. Now, let's move forward into giving you a word and getting plural. Giving you a what? Word and getting what? Plural.
You know, if you don't have your name on your test, you're probably going to get a zero unless I can recognize who has it, which is very nice.
We have two kind.
Okay, let's take a picture of it.
Teacher, I can't do my homework anymore. He took my paper. He wrote two words on it.
Oh, give it back to him. Let him finish the whole words.
He wrote it on the test.
On the test?
Yeah.
Okay, write it to the new base.
The whole world, I have to write that word again?
Yes.
Abdurrahman.
Okay, there is a standard, or actually regular, instead of standard we call it regular. And then we have irregular. All right, let's now learn how to get the regular females. So, for female, what is the regular for female? If we say bent, what is the plural of bent? Banat. Plural, banat, go ahead.
So, like, for the male and female turning it into plural, there's no particular rule, right? It's just...
There is regular and there is irregular. Irregular, no rule. Regular, there is a rule. So right now I'm teaching you the regular. Because the irregular, you have to memorize it. There's no rule for it. You just have to memorize the plural. Okay? All right. So, female, we add the word plus alif ta. Like bent, banat. Like bent. You got it, everybody?
I did the homework. Well, he just supposed to.
Okay. So what is...
I know, because he just got his work. Oh,
yeah. What is the plural of Sayyara?
Your name?
Sayyara. And the end is that marbuta. The plural. Follow the rules. You add at the end. Sayyarat. So plural of Sayyara is what? Sayyarat. Okay, I'm going to quiz you. I want, if I point to you, I want you to say the plural, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the word. Ready? Okay. Ta'ira.
Ta'ira.
No.
That's double.
Double is.
Ta'ira.
Change. Add madda ta.
Ta'ira.
Ta'iratain.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, ta'irat. Ta'irat.
Yes,
you're right.
Said.
You're right. Huh? The word wizzah. And
wait,
it's a, it has ta' marbuta at the end. Wizzah. Like the goose.
Wizzat.
Wizzat, yes. Okay.
Wait, so
the
why
word.
Am I, just, why am I writing? No, never
mind. Okay. The word sayara.
I know.
Sayarat, mashallah.
I knew that.
Okay. How about the word bent?
Binat.
Banat.
Binat.
Banat.
Isn't it bent
of binat? Bent, banat. You got it?
Oh, so it's so, from bent to bent? Banat, not binat?
Banat.
But isn't bent, is it bent or bent?
Never mind.
The pronunciation changes. Whatever, okay?
Okay.
Isn't it bit with the kasan now you change it to a...
That's right. That's right. You need to learn it. Okay.
Whatever.
Now, how about the standard meal? The standard meal...
That is regular.
Or regular meal, plural. For example, la'ib. La'ib. What is la'ib? What is the meaning of la'ib? What is the meaning of la'ib?
Huh? To write or to work?
Oh, la'ib is player.
Oh, okay.
It's a player in a game.
Yeah.
La'ib is a player. Now, how do you convert it into plural? You convert it into plural, huh?
La'ibat?
No, plural. And this is male. So, either la'ibun or la'ibin. La'ibun and la'ibin. So you got it?
What's that for?
Something nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
because
it's doing something good for lunch.
So. So the
it's probably a hot dog.
Oh yeah.
Yay.
Hold on. Don't no talking. Now. So what did we do to convert la'ib? What do we do to convert la'ib?
La'ibun.
So it is the word.
Can I have the extra one?
Plus n or in. You got it? Okay. Now, in order for you to do the correct pronunciation, I'm going to say the word and you pronounce after me in the second page. So when you're learning, when you learn the pronunciation, you don't get it wrong.
I recommend you keep this in your pocket because they don't allow you to lose it.
Batta, battikh, sullam, muthallath, murabba, sayyara, sabbura, سكين شباك معلم طباخ دب مقص خفاش تفاح دراجة مقص
yeah.
مقص so these words
is it a test? We're gonna have a quiz.
Yeah, next time we'll have a dictation quiz.
Dictation? Yeah. And you have to write it?
Huh?
But to write it?
Do we
yeah.
Have to, do we have to
you need to write all the words?
You have to watch out for Maz.
Yes. And now this is not the only homework. This is not the only homework. I'm going to assign you a homework. I'm going to assign you a homework by email.
Wait, why two?
Yeah, this is because I prepare a sheet for them. Yes? You don't have an email?
I have an email.
I don't.
I never got the
make one.
I don't.
You fail.
Make one. Go to the public library.
No. Her mom's not letting her.
Her mom's not letting her.
Yeah. You don't have an email, huh?
Huh?
You
have a phone?
Oh,
she
okay.
Can. You have a phone or
no.
Email?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got an email from
let your dad
you
use that your dad's email or mom's email.
I don't think they'll let me because I can't.
Well, tell them the teacher. Tell them to call me.
Okay.
If they have any problems.
Don't run.
If you can just
make all it, right. What? Yes.
I'm just getting an email from you. My mom's getting your email.
Send me an email. I'll include you. Send me an email. Says include me.
Yeah, my mom does that.
And then say in Arabic.
I think I sent you an email.
My dad's already forwarding me.
All right. All right, guys and girls, we're done. You're dismissed.
Today was a pleasure.
This is our
pleasure. I got it.